Incarcerated teens in the Bronx were recently given a chance to write and record their own original songs with the help of professional musicians, composers, and producers from the renowned musical institution Carnegie Hall. The music program is meant to help the teens express themselves. For the teens who come from places like Harlem and Hollis, Queens, it's also a welcome diversion to their regimented lives. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez visited the Horizon Juvenile Center to watch the collaboration happen.
Russell Walters is working on a song. He says it's about how one wrong decision can change your whole life.
I got a plan to be better, and they don't need handcuffs and shackles to handle me never. And since these cars can't play my way, I'ma have to live this jail life day by day. Boom.
Russell Walters isn't the 16-year-old's real name. The Administration for Children's Services, the agency that runs the facility, requested that WNYC change the names of all the kids interviewed in order to protect their identities. 8 kids were chosen for the program, mostly because of their good behavior. 1 ended up dropping out. Russell works on his song with the help of 2 visiting musicians who help him figure out just the right beat. Other kids are sitting around looking bored, but they're not. They're listening, giving suggestions, and telling the musicians to keep things simple.
Try to do that, so just do the regular bass and the regular horn.
Yeah, not that, right?
No, and put all that extra stuff out.
Yeah, you're right.
Russell sings a melody for the musicians. Eventually, the bass drum is added, along with a little French horn.
And since the cars can't play my way, I'm going to have to live this jail life day by day. Yeah, that's coming.
The looping barbed wire that lines the roofs of the entire facility and the faded brown prison jumpers are constant reminders that Horizon is what's called a secure detention facility. As of the beginning of June, 103 youth were being held here, including 18 girls. ACS says the majority of the kids have been charged with a range of offenses from robbery to assault. The agency advised the kids being interviewed not to talk about their alleged crimes, as it could jeopardize their pending cases. Most are awaiting further court appearances and have not been convicted or sentenced. Some have been incarcerated for years, waiting for their cases to be resolved. It's the second time Russell Walters has been at Horizon. He was also here last summer.
I won't say what happened, but I'll just say that wrong place, wrong time. And then when I went home, it's like I didn't have a plan on what I was going to do. Basically, it's like you got to have a plan for when you go home, or you're just going to go home to the same things.
Russell says he loves music and used to always bang on tables at lunchtime to make beats. Writing lyrics for him is an emotional outlet.
But sometimes you could be stressed out. So usually on those times where I'm having a hard time and nobody's there to talk to me, I'll talk to myself on a pen and paper.
For the most part, the teens write about their lives on the outside. Some songs are all teenage bravado, looking good, having money, being dressed in only the best, and living it up in the summertime.
It's the summertime, no need for the cuffing. It's the summertime, no need for the cuffing. It's the summertime, no need.
Celia Jones is a petite girl with short hair and a pretty face. The 16-year-old from Harlem says it took her about 10 minutes to write this catchy rap, No Summertime Cuffin. Cuffin has nothing to do with getting arrested or being jailed. Instead, it means being in a committed relationship. She raps the song for composer and producer Chris Marionetti.
Summer cuffin' stop frying.
Okay.
So basically, that's the chorus. And then the rap goes, you pull stop? I'm sorry,
yeah.
Yeah. So it goes, it's the summertime, what I look like cuffing. Catch me at a party straight, chilling, head bumping. Just went shopping, so I'm looking like something. Dudes try to holler, I ain't trying to hear nothing. Lips all glossy, feeling all bossy.
Summertime. Even though Celia seems shy, she's not self-conscious or nervous when performing. None of the teens are. Marionetti is pleased, though he needs the teenager to explain the lyrics.
That's great. That's great. I love it. What'd you say about a squirrel?
I'm trying to mac with the squirrels because that's the shorties, the honeys.
Marionetti and his partner, horn player and composer Jeremy Thal, say the kids in the program know exactly what they want and spend a lot of time describing it. But it's often a struggle because they don't know the musical terms or share the same vocabulary with some of the other professional musicians that come in.
That's kind of the beauty of it, because you're crossing these cultures and differences in age and class and race and
musical
taste and all these things. But in that moment of creation, it's like there is actually kind of a beautiful egalitarian nature that emerges from that process, because nobody knows how it's supposed to sound. There is no supposed to sound.
Ball and Marionetti say the vibe of the facility affects how the kids show up for the program. fights and major incidents can throw things off. Still, the two say they've worked in wealthy schools in Scarsdale and middle-class schools in Queens, and these kids are the hardest working.
I have to say, these are some of like the most mature and best musicians that we've worked with, even though a lot of them don't have any musical training.
Ball speculates that part of the reason the kids are so focused is because they have little else to look forward to. One of the teenagers concurs.
It's boring, it's the same thing we do every day. So when the music starts coming in, you know, give you something to do, get something to look forward to. I just wish we had more time, because I ain't ready for nobody to leave yet.
The collaboration ended with a live final performance inside the detention center gym. It was a rainy night. There was no AC, but two huge fans kept a warm breeze blowing. Big metal doors had to be opened and locked each time a guest entered. Parents were allowed to come, and so were a small group of inmates, some looking like they had barely reached puberty.
Welcome everybody to the show.
They all wore prison jumpers, and some walked with their hands behind their backs, a rule imposed by the facility. The eight kids in the program were all allowed to wear street clothes, and the boys got fresh haircuts. They took the mics and rapped, accompanied by a brass band called Slavic Soul Party. At times, it was an awkward clash of beats. From a child to a young man, the performance wasn't flawless, but for the teenagers, it was a moment to shine and express themselves. Celia Jones's mom broke down when she heard her sing.
It made me emotional to hear her, you know, rap and be so passionate, you know, and just sad to know that I have to walk out of this place and leave her behind.
Patricia Washington and Rasheen Washington were surprised by their son's performance.
This is the side of him that I like to see more often.
I love it. I'm shocked, yeah. I never seen this side of him before. But we're going to see a whole lot more of this side of him real soon.
And with that, the parents were asked to file out. The doors were locked again, and the kids would eventually return to their jumpsuits and their normal routines. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.
Dear Lord, you're my shepherd and my savior. I put all things inside that I create. Walk right, talk right, change my behavior. Walk right, talk right, change my behavior.